singers. Everyone he meets, he says a singer. Oh, with every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow.
All right, your mic is on.
Your mic is on.
My mic was on first.
Turn my mic up louder. Give me a little advantage. Give me a shot here.
Well, you have a much louder voice than I do.
Well, I have more to say. I have more interesting things to say. Wouldn't that be great if that was how the world worked? The more interesting people naturally spoke louder.
That would be
I'm changing the subject. Has there ever been a band called the BMs?
Yes.
There are?
Yep.
Are they good?
They're okay. They're
that was mine. Sometimes I have ideas for band names.
Yeah, why the BMs?
Just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because you know what's a good name for a band that I was thinking of?
Because of bowel movement. That's what.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what's another name? Wait, Irwin, you'll laugh at this. I had another idea for a band. It's called Everybody's Equal, featuring Andy Breckman. Wouldn't that be great? That if I had a band, that would be the name of my band.
Why don't you form a band just to
just
call
to
it
have that? Just gonna have a name?
Yeah,
that's how you do it. You come out with a name, then you get calluses. You learn guitar.
Then you get
it
calluses.
It goes cool name, calluses, song, band.
Wow, you must have been very proud of your calluses back when you were a folk singer.
When I had calluses,
yeah.
I had a band in sixth grade, my first band. We were the UFOs.
That's right. I remember you telling me that.
But then I heard there was another. I think there was a legit grown-up band called
the UFOs.
Well,
there's a band called UFO.
Oh, I see. Well,
yeah, not the UFOs.
Too close for comfort.
Not very close at all.
So you had this secret fundraiser.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's a fundraiser that you're not talking about. Yeah.
Yes, it's underway right now.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you later about your marketing ideas. Because I think fundraisers are more effective. I'm sure your fundraiser is doing fine, Ken.
Well,
God bless it.
It's but doing
a fundraiser,
okay.
It might be more effective if you allow people to announce it and talk about it and promote it.
Well, we're talking about it right now. Yeah. In fact, since you bring it up, I should add that.
Oh, forgive me. Yeah, go ahead. Since I bring it up.
Since you bring it up, I do want to add that.
There's never been a good end to that sentence in the history of mankind. Since you brought it up, dot, dot, dot. It's always trouble. Go ahead. Since I brought it up, there's a fundraiser.
And you've agreed that anybody who donates $10 or more to 7 Second Delay during this month will be in the running for you to give them $10 a month.
I'll send them an envelope with a $10 bill in it every month for a year.
Because this is what a gambling addict you are. Everything has to turn into a gamble.
Well, no, I'm just, you've been, it should be a two-way street. You've been asking people to pledge money every month, right?
So you're giving one listener an opportunity, possibly.
They'll get, imagine this, Kent. Just use your imagination. You have a good imagination.
I do.
Right? It's the first of the month.
Yep.
Here comes your mailman limping up the walk.
Uh-huh.
Throwing the mail at your porch because of your dog, your damn dog. He won't come near your porch.
Uh-huh.
What's in the mail? What's in the pile?
A $10 bill from Andy Breckman.
The first of every month. And get this. 12 months a year? Hold on.
It's $120.
Hold on, Ken. 12 months a year.
So somebody.
Hold on. Wait. I'm sure you're right, but let me just confirm.
I was just going to say that.
Times 10. Hold on, Ken. Give me 1 second.
Carry the
hold one. Hold on. I got it. Ken, stop. Just shush for 1 second. $120. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, $120 a year. So that, look, somebody pledges $10, $20, $30, $40, they could be in the running to see that money back and plus some. They double, triple their money.
Right. And right now, only 18 people have donated to 7 Second Delay.
Are they in the running?
Yes, they are all in the running.
How do we pick them? We're going to give each one a number and then
October 30th, the end of the show.
Can you program something to randomly pick a number?
Can.
We'll do it.
Will.
Okay. So how many people so far have pledged?
18.
So the odds of any one of them winning is 1-18.
Right now, yeah, 1-18.
It's not terrible odds.
No, not bad at all.
$120 a ten, and it comes in increments, so you won't spend it all at one place.
Right.
Right? You won't spend it all at once.
Yeah, you could increase your pledge by 1,200%. Just saying. One person donating $10 might get $120 back.
I don't know what you're saying. You're just babbling now. Here's all I know. You take the $10, it comes to you the first very month. Where do you go? Where do you go with $10? Hello? $5 store. You walk out of there, not with one item. You get a choice of any two items. $5 store.
Do you have a $5 store?
Yeah, you go to aisle three. Oh, that looks good. Wait, I'm not done. I have another $5. What's this in aisle seven?
So there's one of these $5 stores in Madison.
12 times a year.
What kind of stuff do
hey
they...
Hey, kids, everybody in the car. We're going to the $5 store.
Yeah, what do they sell at the $5 store?
Crap worth $2. But when the $5 store opened, the first $5 store in 1865,
yeah,
it was all luxury items.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it was the high-end store, the fanciest store in New York.
Brass doorknobs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's since been diminished a little bit.
Yeah, even the dollar store doesn't sell stuff under a dollar anymore.
I know. It's the society we're living in. What can we do, Ken? All we can do is just come here on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And try to offer a little diversion.
So tonight we are...
Hey, let's talk about Rat Race.
Oh, yeah.
My movie Rat Race.
Andy's doing a special Hellraiser.
Oh, it's not me. There's a fan of the damn movie.
Gabe? Is that his name? Yeah, Listener Gabe.
Hold on. I made a note of it. Yes, Listener Gabe.
Gabe is doing a showing of Andy's great movie Rat Race.
Well,
Saturday, October 19th.
You're not legally allowed to call it a great movie.
At Village East Movie Theater in Manhattan at 6:30 p.m.
That's right. That's right, Ken.
And Andy's going to be doing a question and answer after the movie.
Yeah, I already have some ideas for a couple of good questions.
Well, you don't ask the questions. You give the answers.
What? No, it's a Q&A after the movie. I'm going to ask the audience... I don't know how much time we'll have. 8 or 9 questions. That's how it works, right?
No, normally the audience asks you the
question. Oh, I see. Yeah. That makes more sense.
But I mean,
yes. No. I got it. You're right. That's better.
No, it's a funny idea for you to ask the audience questions.
That's what I assumed. I didn't read all the fine print.
That was like when Leon Redbone used to take a camera out when he was on stage and take a picture of the audience.
Yeah, Steve Martin used to do that too. Yeah. Subject contains. Hold on. Let me just see. Rat Race screening. Hang on, baby.
Subject contains.
Hold on.
I just gave all the information out.
Did you?
And also, it's a benefit. It's a benefit for the New York City Food Bank.
I think you misread it.
Yeah.
The New York City Food Bank is catering the affair.
I don't think so. I think it's a benefit.
I think the hobos are bringing in some food. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I misread it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. And they can go to, where can they get tickets? To Event
something? Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, and I guess you look for Rat Race. And did you give the date?
Yeah, it's October 19th, Saturday, October 19th.
Hey, and it's limited seating, and we'd love to have you there. I guess ideally it would be people that have not seen the movie that, you know, that would enjoy it the most,
it's
right?
It's a very funny movie, I think.
I know, but it'd be great to hear people laughing.
Not or, funny, ha-ha.
No. Funny to make you think.
Yeah.
And then make you wipe away a little tear. Maybe, you know, it'd be the best audience? People that have recently had an industrial accident. People that laugh for no reason.
Oh, people that have fallen off the forklift?
Yeah. People that just are prone to laughing at the air.
Hey there, guys.
Hi. Who's this?
This is your friend Gabe Malika. I thought I'd call for 30 seconds and try to plug our screening of Rat Race.
Oh, we just did it.
Oh, we just, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, you're apparently so not listening,
hilarious.
Gabe.
Yeah.
I can't listen and call at the same time.
No, I know. And also, you have obviously better things to do. But Gabe, I really thank you for sponsoring this and organizing it. And it's for a good cause.
Well,
yeah,
maybe we can clear up.
It's for a good cause.
Well, maybe
yeah.
We can clear up these questions. Gabe, Andy had a couple of questions. Is it a benefit for the New York City Food Bank, or
are they catering?
Or is
the affair?
Food bank catering?
They're not catering, though. I could make a couple phone calls.
Okay.
I would love for them to cater. Anything over the first 30 tickets, I think, we'll go right to the food bank once we break even.
Yeah, not if you let Ken near the cash register. Okay, so it goes to New York City Food
Gabe.
Bank. Thank you, Gabe. So we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Are you going to come?
Get to meet Gabe.
You going to come?
You want me to come?
I'd love you to come. It would mean the world to me. You're not coming.
Who will you sit with if I don't go?
It's not like a birthday party where you want to sit next to the birthday boy. like that's the prime real estate.
Well, let me ask you this.
Remember that at birthday parties, 8 years old? there was a pecking order. Remember that?
Yes.
Who's gonna sit next to the birthday boy?
Yeah.
And there were two seats. They were like the optimum seats.
I think it's still like that.
Oh, I think it is. So who will I sit next to at the rat race premiere?
Yeah.
Well, probably. If I can get Bethy to come.
Will Bethy go?
Well, she'll go unless anything else comes up, as Bethy would put it. Okay, and the Q&A works. They ask me questions.
Yes, that's how it works.
That's even better.
Yeah.
That's a good system.
Yep. So start working on your questions now.
Oh, see you there. Be there or be square.
Okay, so right now we're looking for people to email in tattoos.
What's the deal?
You can email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Or you can email me at ken@wfmu.org.
No, that makes no sense.
Exactly. And then we want to see a photo of your tattoo. And then Ken and I will try to discern the story behind it. Every tattoo has a story behind it, right?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. You can hear Andy's restless leg very loud tonight.
Did you ever see the New Yorker cartoon? It's a classic cartoon. It's the cartoon at the bottom reads the subtext of every tattoo. And then you see a guy's tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
And the tattoo reads, ask me about my parents' divorce. One of the great cartoons of all time.
All right, well, let's get started here.
Okay, so do you think you'll have a better chance at divining the origin story, right?
I do think so.
Okay, so we're looking at the first tattoo.
Yeah, that's by Zonzon TV.
Well, we want to have them on the phone.
Well, Zonzon, okay.
To confirm our guess, right?
Zonzon did warn me that he or she would not be available, but they
said. Then what the hell?
They sent me the answer.
Okay, but let's move on.
But I haven't looked at the answer.
I don't care. Let's move on. We want to talk to someone. Who else? Who
Marissa.
Else Marissa has sent in her tattoos?
Yeah, Marissa has sent in her tattoos, which are both on the top of her feet.
Yes, she has. She sent a photo of her left foot and her right foot. Where can listeners view this along with us?
On our playlist page for tonight, which is at wfmu.org.
Okay, and we're inviting...
And then click on playlist and comments. Andy, why don't you describe Marissa's tattoos?
So Marissa, give us a call first. She can describe it herself. 201-209-9368. Now there's some kind of delay, right? She's not even hearing that.
She told me she would be listening.
201-209-9368. Marissa, this is it. Get your boyfriend or husband's permission and give us a call. You tell your boyfriend or husband that Uncle Andy said it's okay. You can use the phone.
This might be Marissa.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi,
is
thanks.
Is this Marissa?
Yeah, that's Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
Hey, guys.
Nice tats.
We're looking at the... The top of your left foot, the top of your right foot. Did you get these tattoos done at the same time?
No, they were different ages. So my right foot was when I was 18 and my left foot was when I was 19.
Okay, I'm going to take a close look, and they obviously mean something to you, right?
Yes, they do have a meaning.
Okay, is the right foot and the left foot, is their meaning related to each other, or were you in a different place when you turned 19?
I guess I was in a different place when I was 18 versus 19, yeah.
Who wasn't? Okay, so Ken, can you bring that back up, please?
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to take a close look. Okay, the right foot, it looks like a trellis almost with a flower, would you say, Ken?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. So hold on. and it means something to you. You didn't just pick it randomly, right? In some drunken...
I didn't pick it randomly.
4 a.m., some drunken binge. Was this something you designed yourself, or you went and the artist, the tattooist, suggested it?
You know, I think it was off of some Flash.
Hold on. I don't know what that means. Thank God. Okay, I'm ready.
Flash art is like what the pictures the tattooist has.
I see. So you went there. You went there almost shopping for a good tattoo.
Well, and, I was 18, and you know.
Oh yeah, I
was
know.
Old enough to get tattoos.
Yeah. But. Was it your 18th birthday?
No, it was about 3 months after my 18th birthday. It was the first week I went to college.
That shows enormous restraint, that you waited the 12 weeks.
Yeah, 12 whole weeks.
12 whole weeks. Okay, Ken, do you want to take a guess about that right foot?
Oh, we're guessing on each tattoo individually?
Well, there are different stories between each one. Why does that? What does that right foot mean to Marissa?
I'd rather guess the left foot.
I think it means you had done a serious quantity of mushrooms that afternoon.
That afternoon.
Before you went. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me think.
I'm just going to say flowers. I'm seeing something about, you know, just that you're into nature and flowers.
I think it's a way to remember a dead friend. A friend you lost, a friend you love.
What name are you getting on the dead friend?
Zane.
Zane?
Yeah.
We have a friend of the show named Zane.
Different Zane.
Oh, different Zane. Okay.
Your dead friend Zane. Your dead friend Zane. That's a guess.
There's somewhere out there. There's a dead Zane.
Marissa, is it about your dead friend Zane? The right right foot
no.
tattoo.
Sorry. I'm sure, you know, R.I.P. Zane, whoever you are.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
All right, so what's
okay,
yeah, what's the story?
What was the name of your dead friend?
Okay, so when I was 18, right?
Yeah.
I was away from home, and I was like, you can't tell me what to do, Mom. I'm going to get, like, the lotus flower.
Yeah, the lotus flower.
The lotus flower symbolizes wisdom.
Yeah.
And I'm going to college, so I have a lot of wisdom. Because everybody 18 has wisdom. Yeah.
Yep.
And the vines were supposed to be my road to wisdom.
Exactly.
And then on the bottom is a little crab because I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
The left foot is a lot more poignant.
Okay. The lotus flower signifies wisdom that she felt she was...
Yeah, I guess
she was getting at college.
We both struck out.
Yeah.
Is Zane still alive, Andy?
Zane, well, that, I guess I was way off there. Okay, yeah. So now
I'm
we're
sure
looking
somebody at... Somebody is dead named Zane.
And how did that work out for you? Did you get all the wisdom you could possibly handle in college?
You know, I got about as much wisdom as an undiagnosed ADHD girl of 18 would.
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I guess.
We'll go with that.
I guess there's an argument for having that foot.
Okay, so the left tattoo looks like a Celtic dove holding a sprig of ivy or something.
Okay, here's what this is about.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, she's 19. There's a world difference between 18 and 19,
Ken. Oh, yeah.
10.
Yep.
This was her first serious relationship.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Zane.
Yeah.
So Zane's alive now.
Yeah, this Zane. You've been meeting. Some girls never meet any Zanes. You've got them coming out your ass.
What?
And then, this was Zane. Zane was, he was Irish, I guess, right? And this was a way to honor that relationship.
Did that relationship end well?
I'm saying. Was there a relationship at 19?
Sure.
Do you have a guess about that left foot, Ken?
I think she had a developmentally disabled cockatoo, and this was her way of paying tribute. Who's closer, Marissa?
You know, none of you, to be honest.
Okay, tell us about that symbol.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. So here's the thing. So when I was 19, right, I was looking through my grandpa's sketchbook, and my grandpa had the sketchbook. He used to keep, like, he was supposed to be keeping, like, grocery records in, but of course, like, nobody in my family has ADHD, so he would actually draw on it instead, right? And I actually found a really beautiful bird photo. And it was really great. You know, like, there was, like, a lot of other stuff, you know, like, he was really into drawing, like, Snow White and, like, dwarves and,
Was he still alive at this time, or he had passed?
No, he died when I was two.
Oh, my baby. Okay, so this was your way to pay tribute to your grandfather.
Yeah, I actually had a copy from the sketchbook. The only thing he did was thin out the lines a little bit, and this was a complete copy of his drawing.
And you opted for the for this drawing instead of the Snow White and the dwarves.
You know, I. Some of the dwarves were also, like, dressed as pinups, too, so I wasn't really into that.
Oh, my God. That would have been
very appropriate to.
That would have been amazing.
That way.
On the top of your left foot, a pinup dwarf. Yeah. Oh,
that
my God.
Job interviews. Oh, my God.
You, well, some job interviews it would blow, and some job interviews you would definitely get.
Okay.
And now, when you. Now, this these tattoos are easily covered, right? You wear socks and no one sees them, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's you wear socks, you wear shoes. Throughout the winter, like, you know, I wear, like, you know, closed-toed shoes, but then, like, I bring out my Birkenstocks in the spring, and my coworkers will be like, oh, you have tattoos. We forgot about that.
Fantastic.
And I'll be like, well, I didn't forget. Eppersh Farm remembers.
By the way, your impression of your coworkers, spot on.
Perfect. You know, thank you. I think my coworkers will appreciate that.
Yeah, I think they will. Well, I guess the score here, Ken, is 0-0. Is that right, Kenny?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Hey, when did you stop caring about all this?
I've been trying to download the.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to download the damn.
The photos.
Yeah.
Why? Why can't you? They've been emailed to you. Can't. Well, let's just look on your phone.
Look on my phone.
Do you have your phone with you?
I thought you wanted. I thought it was important to you.
I don't care to look at it at the big monitor. Okay. Do you have your phone with you?
What do you need help with?
Oh, Ken can't. Everyone's emailing tattoos, and Ken can't figure out how to put them on the monitor.
Oh, I got this. I'm a librarian. I can help.
Okay, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Wait, you have those tattoos in the library?
Yeah. Well,
you're the hottest. You're one of those hot librarians.
Oh, thank you. Oh, shucks. You shouldn't have.
You're like Marion the librarian from The Music Man.
You know, my parent-in-law says that all the time about me.
Oh my gosh. And what library?
I'm a massive fan of The Music Man.
So if people want to see these tattoos, oh, don't tell us what library you work at. I don't want our listeners outing you.
One that many people are banned from.
Oh, okay, excellent. Yeah. That's how you do
one
it.
One that many people are banned from?
I don't know.
Don't tell us where.
Like that.
The last thing you want is FMU listeners coming around asking to see your tattoos.
No.
You're the best. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you. Yes, take care.
All right, Ken, make this
work.
Bye,
Marissa.
Make this work. Let's just get your phone out. I don't care.
No, I can look at the pictures. I just am having trouble getting them up on the playlist.
Oh, no. Oh, so everyone else can't share them.
Right. But here we have Levi.
That's Levi?
Levi's tattoo.
So we're looking at it looks like his left arm, right?
Yep. Oh, I don't know.
The lower part of his left arm?
I can't even tell if that's an arm or not.
Or it might be a leg?
That's a strange appendage. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that is.
I've seen stranger, but I know what you mean. Point well taken. All right, so we need Levi to call.
I can call Levi.
Oh, you have his phone number?
Yeah.
You can. Oh, we can call out.
Yeah. Go, restless leg, go.
Thanks, baby.
Hello?
Hi, Levi.
Hey, Levi.
Hey.
It's Uncle Andy and Uncle Ken.
You're on the air.
Oh, boy. My radio died. Can't believe you got through.
Yeah, exactly. We're longtime fans. hey, Levi, thanks for sharing that that beautiful tattoo. I don't know if we're looking at it upside down or right side up. Now, what are we looking at? A left arm there?
That'd be the right arm.
Oh, it's your right arm.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. I got to take a look at this. So it's a hand that looks like there's a puppet dangling beneath the hand.
It's a ghoul hand.
It's a ghoul hand that's operating a
marionette puppet.
An equally ghoulish marionette puppet.
Yeah, which is just controlling the eyes and nose and mouth, and the mouth appears to be made of disembodied teeth.
Okay, I'm ready with a guess, but first you have to answer a question. Have you ever worked either with or for Ken Friedman?
Because my guess, Ken Friedman, but haven't worked with him.
Oh, okay. Because my guess is this is someone that feels Ken is manipulating their life.
That's your guess?
Well, no. If he's never worked for you, so it's a hand. It's
but
a
I do listen to his show.
Yeah, this is definitely inspired by. This is FMU-ish. Just tell me, how old were you when you got this tattoo?
Probably about 35, maybe.
You were an adult? You were an adult and you got this tattoo?
Is that adult age?
Yeah.
Yes, it is adult age.
Okay.
Well, oh, okay. Honey. Oh, if you were here, I'd give you a big hug.
Levi, I got to say, I love your tattoo. It's fantastic. Who's the artist?
The artist is Matt Curley. He's in Raleigh, North Carolina now.
He's kind of famous, isn't he?
I don't know. He's famous to me.
He is now. His name was just broadcast over WFMU. Over four dozen people know his name now. Hey, Levi.
Yeah?
1 to 10, how much do you regret that tattoo on your arm? 1 to 10. 10 means you'd have it off tomorrow. You'd have it scraped off tomorrow if you could. And 0 means you don't regret it even an ounce.
0.
It's a beautiful tattoo. I love it.
It's great.
You know, I asked you a serious question. I guess you can't give me a serious answer.
So, Andy, what are you going to say? What's your guess?
Okay, the story behind it?
Yeah.
Well, he must have just read some Lovecraft short story or... Wait, hold on. He must have... He was invited to some Halloween party. The cute little redhead girl in class invited him.
I remember that girl, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The cute little red-haired girl, like from Charlie Brown?
Oh, that's where I got it. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even realize. Okay, well, let me see. I'm sorry. Is there a story? Is there a famous horror story?
Well, I'm ready with my guess.
Yes, I'd like to hear your guess. What does that...
Levi's a puppeteer.
No.
He operates marionettes.
I think I might be the puppeteer. Too influenced by Ken's show.
Exactly. Levi's the guy.
Oh, Levi is a marionette.
Yeah, Levi is the puppet,
friend. I should get the point.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'm more like a 7 or 8 on the regret.
But who doesn't feel like a grotesque a hand from hell is operating there and pulling the strings on their life?
Me!
Yeah, right. When you sober up, you'll feel that way, though. All right, Levi, tell us the story behind this tattoo. It really is. It is a thing of beauty, and it's certainly memorable. I'm sure it's a one-of-a-kind. Is it one-of-a-kind?
It should be a one-of-a-kind. The guy only does his own art.
Okay.
There's no real story other than I like his art. He worked in the tattoo shop next to the place that I worked at, and got familiar with his art.
Did he get to know you and then do this original piece of art inspired by you, or was it something that he already had drawn?
He had already drawn it.
Okay, this story just sucks. Can I just be honest with you?
Yeah.
It doesn't even.
I know.
It starts out as nothing and it goes nowhere. You'd think I wrote it.
It does remind me of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks very much for sharing it. People don't need a story to want to share their tattoos, Ken. People don't need an interesting story, apparently. People will share their tattoos, you know.
Thanks, Levi. I'm done trying to figure out how to upload these things.
So people can't see them.
Yeah, people won't be able to see them. I'm really sorry.
Are you really sorry?
Well, I can keep trying if you'll keep talking.
I don't believe you're really sorry.
No, I am sorry.
No, I heard how you delivered that. That was the least heartfelt thing I'd ever heard.
Jeez,
I'm really sorry. All right. Well, let's take another call. I mean, we have a number of tattoos sent to us, right?
There is no other call.
But if you sent us a tattoo, we'd like to talk to you. I mean, we have half a dozen now, right? Don't we?
Yeah. If you've sent one in, just give us a call and Andy and I at least can see it.
201-209-9368.
I would love to talk to Ian Murray.
Really? You like that tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is beautiful.
Look at that tattoo.
Well, wait, that looks like it's inspired by the station.
Does it?
Yeah, to me it does.
Well, describe it.
Well, it's a cat's head, and the cat is holding a...
You recognize it because you've stolen so many T-shirts from the free T-shirt room.
Is that from one of our T-shirts?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The cat is holding a vinyl record.
And do you recognize what's underneath the WFMU cat?
It looks like the top of a lava lamp.
Very good!
Wait, that also could be an FMU reference, right? I'm sure you've done lava lamp T-shirts.
Well, no, we've never done a lava lamp T-shirt.
Lava lamp is the one item you've never done. You've done everything else, I think.
But the garbage man collects lava lamps. He's got about a dozen of them on his desk.
Are they all working?
When I say the garbage man, you know who I'm talking about,
I have
right?
no idea.
Oh. Okay.
Probably someone you gave a slot to. Ken gives these slots out as door prizes. You visit his house.
All right, so now we're looking at Jack Dawson's. Oh, somebody's calling. Hi, you're on the air.
You love the show. You love the show.
Love the show, not the first time caller.
Okay.
Who's this?
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin, have you sent in your tattoo?
Did you send a tattoo in, Kevin?
Yes, I did.
Find it, Ken. Bring it up, my friend.
Oh, there it is.
Can you share it with the world, Ken?
Kevin from Kearney.
Can you share it with the world?
Oh, my God, I'm going to try. I'm going to try so hard, Andy.
All right. But in the meantime, I'll describe it as best I can, although it's no longer on the monitor here.
Hang on.
Kevin, when did you get this tattoo?
About 3 months ago.
Oh, it's recent. 1 to 10, how sober were you that night?
I might have been drunk when I thought of the idea.
Right.
But I was sober when I got it done.
You mean you thought of the idea drunk, you sobered up, and you said...
And I said, yes, I still have to do it.
And I'm sticking with that.
Yes.
Well, that's the secret of your success, isn't it, Kevin?
Of course it is.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, now it's been uploaded?
Yep.
Little Ken Friedman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Never been beat.
Good job, Ken.
Thank you so much.
I know how to pick my radio partners.
All right, so there's Kevin's tat.
Okay, Kevin came up with this idea while hammered, right?
Yep, of course.
It's a hot dog.
It's a cheese dog.
It's a cheese dog with all the toppings.
Not a cheese dog.
It's a hot dog, right, Kevin?
It's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog with relish.
It's not a cheese dog? Is it a chili dog?
Ken, we're moving on. Ken. Do your own show. Do
is that
another.
Relish?
Ken, go to can
yeah,
go to
that is relish.
Yeah, go to the limousine office next door, Ken.
It's a
do
hot
a
dog
show.
With a ton of relish.
Relish and mustard.
Yeah, and mustard. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It's a hot dog with okay. And what does it say? There's a little banner. What would you call it, Ken?
A banner.
It's wrapped up. There's
a
wrapper.
Sash.
Around it, and the sash has a word on it. Oh, Kevin, how hammered were you?
It says Rippers.
You weren't driving that night, were you, Kevin?
No, I was not.
It's okay. A very well done tat, Kevin.
I think I might have been listening to this show.
Who did it? Kevin, who's the artist?
Theone at Zinc in Butler, New Jersey.
Oh, good job, Theone.
It looked like a Theone job. Yeah, it looked like his.
I love how the relish and the mustard look.
You
really...
thought it was a corn dog. You have forfeited the right to comment.
Not a corn dog. There's no mistaking a corn dog. I thought it was a cheese dog.
Yeah, a cheese dog.
How can you mistake a Rutz Hut Ripper for a cheese dog?
Well, I saw the relish and I thought it was cheese.
There's always a chance, and you never know, Ken, there's always a chance he was trying to be funny.
Theone always has trouble mixing up her relish with her cheese.
Okay.
I know. The color.
So when you were okay, so let's go back now, Kevin. A little tipsy, a little high.
Go ahead.
Because I was listening to your show.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not allowed. You shouldn't listen to our show and operate heavy machinery. We should have a disclaimer every week. Okay. And where did this come from? It says Rippers on the hot dog.
Well, of course, it came from Rutz Hut.
What is Rutz Hut?
You know,
is that a hot dog
place? Andy's from South Jersey. He doesn't know Rutz Hut.
Rutz Hut's the home of the Ripper.
Oh, I see. The Ripper is a hot dog.
Deep-fried
sold.
Hot dog.
It's a deep-fried hot dog. Is Rutz Hut a franchise, or is there only one?
Only one.
And where can we find Rutz Hut?
Butler, New Jersey.
No, Clifton, New Jersey.
Clifton, New Jersey.
And,
sorry.
And Kevin, and what does Rutz Hut mean to you? Why is that a special place?
I mean, it's the home of the Ripper.
Oh, for the love of God.
I get the point.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you, Ken?
Home of the Ripper.
Andy, okay. After X-Ray died,
I get it.
After his wake,
yeah.
Everyone went to Rutt's hut.
Oh.
Yeah, Andy skipped that part. I think Andy skipped the funeral, as a matter of fact.
I was across the street watching you all going, tis, tis, tis. When will they grow up? And was that the event? Was that the visit to Rutt's hut that inspired this?
No. I've been going to Rutt's hut for the past, 48 years.
Yeah, Andy, Rutt's hut was one of the places I suggested that we go on the Magical Mystery Tour last summer.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. All right.
Maybe next year.
You should do a remote from Rutt's hut.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It sounds like a very special place. Did it mean the world to X-Ray? Is that why we went there?
It did.
Oh, God bless him.
He loved Rutt's hut.
And he would have loved that tattoo. It would have meant something to him.
Oh, he would have, yeah.
Yes, he would have.
He would have.
It's actually a beautiful hot dog.
It's a beautiful tattoo, Kevin.
Thank you very much, guys.
Theoni did a great job. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, so now we need somebody else to call 201-209-9368 who has mailed in a tattoo.
It answers the question, will Kevin ever be buried in a Jewish cemetery? The answer is no.
Well, no. If Rutt's hut has a Jewish cemetery, I'm sure there'd be no problem.
Yeah, the special Rutt's hut section.
Rutt's hut has a huge parking lot, so I'm sure they could carve out part for a Jewish cemetery.
Okay.
You're not getting buried in a Jewish cemetery, by the way. You have several tattoos. By the way, happy Shana Tova.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Is it sundown?
It's sundown. We're 4 minutes into the new Jewish New Year.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year. Chag Sameach.
Shut up. Oh, wait. I take that shot.
Happy 5785.
Is it 5785?
Yeah.
Are you going to fast?
You don't fast on Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, that's right.
You fast on
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. And even then, you don't fast.
Well, I don't fast. You know what I do? I only eat foods that are not my favorite.
That's not fasting.
That's a form of fasting.
It's not even similar. It's not
like I'd go to Rutt's hut and order a hot dog, but I'd say hold the relish. I love the relish, but it's Yom Kippur. I'm going to go without.
That's your way of atoning for your sins?
It's a small sacrifice. It's something.
It's nothing.
It's something.
Nothing.
Please shut up. Hey, can we see if anybody's pledging money?
Hi, you're on the air. Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Mike G in El Segundo.
Oh, great.
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing?
Did you send us a picture of your tat?
I sent a couple in. I don't know. You got to pick one of them, I guess.
I don't see it. What email did you?
I got two out of four I sent in. One was
God. I'm kind of relieved.
Circular thing, and another one was I want you to guess. I don't want to tell you what they look like.
Yeah, right. Mike, I don't know. I haven't received it yet. So call us back after I've received it.
Can you resend it? ken@wfmu.org. Hey, if you sent the tat, give us a call, 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Did you send in a tattoo?
You love the show.
Hey, Ken. Yeah, it's Bernardo. Did you get my tattoo?
It's Honest Bernardo?
Yeah, it's Honest Bernardo.
God, he sounds so weary.
It's Honest Bernardo.
He can't muster any excitement at all.
I'm in the middle of inflating my bike tires. I'm a little out of breath.
6732. Okay.
Okay. Can you bring up Bernardo's?
I can. He's number 6732.
Just click. Use the mouse, Ken.
Yeah, I got it.
And then click on it. Double click.
Yep. There we go.
Is that him?
Yep. And now let me just get it up there.
Oh, for the love of God. By all that's holy.
Can you sing a show tune or something?
How to Handle a Woman.
What the hell is that?
That's from Camelot.
Okay, Bernardo, here we go.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my gosh, Bernardo, that's a beautiful tattoo.
Oh, thanks.
I guess you have to say that to be polite.
No, that's fantastic.
It's
you want to wear it, Andy?
It's like, there's something Picasso-esque about it.
I was going to say Picasso-esque.
Right, it looks very, it looks like cubist,
cubist,
right?
Yeah, like three women's faces at once.
But it's the same face, maybe from different angles.
And then there's something that looks like a boob over there, the bottom.
Yeah, it looks like a boob.
It's on his shin.
It looks so much like a boob, I'm going to guess that it's a boob. Yeah.
Is this your shin or your forearm?
forearm.
Forearm, okay.
And Bernardo, was this your idea, or did the tattoo artist suggest it?
This is a replication of a famous painting, actually.
Oh,
well,
is
I don't know
it?
How famous it is, but it's by a painting by a famous
artist.
Have we mentioned the name of the painter?
Is it
not yet?
Okay. Wait, it's not.
You said Picasso.
Yeah.
So no, not him, but
De Chirico.
Keep going.
De Chirico.
We can eliminate Picasso. It's not Norman Rockwell, because Norman Rockwell had very few of the boobs.
It's not Dalí, but it has tears.
Wait, hold on. So we're sitting here trying to guess what artist inspired this tattoo.
Yeah.
This conversation's over.
Okay.
Okay, tell us the answer.
Honest Bernardo, who's the artist? Be honest.
It was Tron over in Greenpoint.
Okay, but who was the okay? That's the tattoo artist,
right? That's the tattoo.
And painting inspired it?
It's a Liechtenstein.
Of course, it's a Liechtenstein.
And what part of the female anatomy inspired the boob? Probably the boob. Yeah.
And then what kind of ball? What kind of ball is that? Up top,
I believe it's the beach variety.
Beach ball. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, when you explain that to, like, when you're in a bar and some girl says, "Hey, I love that tat," and you explain it to the girl, what reaction do you get?
Usually, just mountains of phone numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Okay. What he's trying, what he means is, eyes just glaze over.
Well, it's a beaut, Bernardo.
And then she kind of scans the room over your shoulder as you're talking. It's beautiful. Well done. I've never seen a better Liechtenstein on an arm. Have you, Ken?
I've never seen one at all. So it's my first one.
It's a great icebreaker, great conversation starter for Bernardo.
Yeah. Especially if you're talking to Roy Lichtenstein's widow.
Yes. Oh, my God. You're in like Flint with Roy Lichtenstein's widow.
Thank you, Bernardo.
You know, you could do worse than Roy Lichtenstein's widow.
You could do a lot worse. My God.
Is she 90 years old?
I don't even know. I'm not sure.
Man.
I actually met Roy Lichtenstein's son.
I'll give you $5 not to tell me this story.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Dear God, did we dodge a bullet.
It's Peter,
Roy Lichtenstein's son.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either, Peter.
Dear God.
Hang on a second.
Dear God.
I just won $5 from Andy.
Best money I ever spent. Roy Lichtenstein's son. Here's Ken. Quarter to seven.
25.
Quarter to seven. I get one show a week. Quarter to seven, my friend Ken.
Yeah.
I once met Roy Lichtenstein's son.
Sorry.
Dear
I have a
God.
Tattoo.
Dear God, I got scared. The train just was wobbling off the tracks. Oh, stay on the track, train.
Can I be honest about something?
No. Yeah.
I never met him.
No. It was,
I did talk to him on the phone.
You saw him from across the party, from across the room.
All right, this is Peter. Peter from Saranac Lake, am I right? Okay.
That's it. That's me.
And did you send us a tattoo?
He did.
I sure did.
And
people are proud of their tattoos. They can't wait to be asked about them. Have you noticed that, Ken?
I have noticed that. Okay, and here's the tattoo.
Roy, you're proud of your tattoo, aren't you?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, my gosh, I can see why.
Yeah, it's a little Viking
bat.
It's a
bat with a Viking helmet, isn't it?
It's got letters.
That's right.
Letters, but I can't quite read them.
The letters are Peru Nordic.
Peru Nordic.
My ski team, Peru Nordic Masters in Peru, New York.
Yeah, that's your hockey team?
Ski team.
Ski team.
Ski team.
Of course.
Wait, do other members of the team have this tattoo?
No, not to my knowledge.
Are you a down? Yeah. Are you?
What does that tell you? Well, right there, what does that tell you?
I'm diehard.
Yeah, right. That's one way to put it. You're diehard.
I'm going to guess that...
You know,
that
you choose.
May I? Are you giving me permission to choose?
Andy, I wouldn't dream of denying you permission to choose.
Hold on. So the choice, just to review, diehard. He has the bat with the Viking helmet. That makes him either diehard or dumb.
That's it.
Doesn't that tell? Wait, what doesn't mean anything that the other teammates they see that they've seen it, right?
Yes.
And nobody said this to you. Where did you get that done? Is he open on Sundays?
Well, he's out of business, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what is the name of the ski team?
Peru Nordic Masters.
Oh, the Peru Nordic Masters.
All the Nordic Masters have one of these tattoos, Andy.
No, they don't.
Did you discern that from Peter?
He told us. He's the only one on the team.
I wasn't listening.
Where were you?
You weren't listening. I'm
crushed. What the hell were you?
I tell you.
What the hell were you doing?
I was texting Madame Lichtenstein.
No. Seriously, whatever you were thinking about for the last 2 minutes, I want to think about too. You have to tell me. It's not fair.
I was thinking about her.
It's not fair that your mind wandered and I was stuck here. you stranded me here.
All right, I'm going to guess that Peter's the only member of the team.
Yes!
And his best event is giant slalom.
Welcome to the station!
No, it's cross-country skiing.
Oh, my God! This is a cross-country?
The team kind of faded out.
It's a cross-country team?
Hold on, he's telling us the story.
That's right.
He put a bat on his arm. With a Viking helmet.
For a cross-country
team.
That's
a bat on my leg.
Okay. And then nobody else on the team got a matching tattoo. And then the team petered out. There you go. That's it, buddy. Can I revisit the question, die hard or dumb?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready with my answer.
So go fire away.
Okay, I'm going to say dumb. Am I right?
I'm going to say die hard.
Okay, wait, who's right?
Well, Ken is right.
Oh!
I get the point.
Darn it. Because it looks so dumb. Damn it.
I
thought I had that one.
It's a state of mind.
Oh, it's a state of mind deal. No, you know what?
Right.
I'm sure you're still proud of it because it reminds you of the dedication you committed to that team, right? 100%? You gave that team 110%. You don't regret a minute of it?
I do not.
And do you have medals and trophies to show for it?
I've got some medals, yeah.
Well done. Thank you for your service.
Were you at least competing in the biathlon where you get to carry around a rifle?
No, that's just too much. You know, the rifles cost $3,000. It's another layer of complexity.
Oh, my God.
Do you want a guy with the bat tattoo carrying around a rifle, Ken? Really?
A bat Viking tattoo, yeah.
I thank the Lord.
On the other hand, if there was assault rifle biathlon, then I'd be interested.
Cross-country skis.
I thank the Lord. I don't want any of our listeners' arms.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hi, you're on the air. Did you send in your tattoo?
I sure did.
Okay, what's your name?
It's Alex in San Francisco.
Alex, how's it going?
Hey, Ken. Great, man. Hey, Andy.
Hi, Alex. I'm going to pretend I recognize your name and your voice. Great to hear from you again.
You don't know me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a relief.
I've met Alex.
Ken knows me.
Yeah, I've met Alex, sure.
Is Alex cool, or is he like an L7?
No, he's cool.
Oh, okay. Hey, welcome, man. Welcome, buddy. I'm so tired of these squares.
I got through.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you why that's funny. Nobody's calling. And Alex, you sent us your tattoo?
Yeah, I sent two over.
All right, well, I'm just putting one up right now.
So you're the illustrated man. How many tattoos do you have, Alex?
Six or seven or eight.
Oh, this is a nice one.
The more tattoos on the body, the more interesting the person. And that's a fact, Ken. That's a fact.
Is it?
Yeah, Alex has if he has eight tattoos, at least eight interesting anecdotes to share.
Well, look at this tattoo. It's kind of like an orgy.
Okay, it's the top of his right arm. It covers his whole right arm, the bicep, all the way down to the elbow. Are we looking at, it looks like a woman. Is that right, Alex?
That's right.
It's a guy on a bicycle.
No, it's a woman. That's right, Ken. It's a woman. No,
there's a guy on a bicycle and the
woman. No, it's a woman.
A naked woman is standing on the handlebars.
No, Ken, that's not exactly right, Ken. It's a woman on a bicycle.
With long flowing hair.
You were within one gender, Ken, of being correct. You almost got it.
Well, what do you call this guy down here?
Wait, Alex, settle a bet. Are we looking at two different people, two different characters?
There's a man and a woman.
Oh, okay.
I get the point.
Fine, Ken, fine.
And what's the story behind?
Go crazy, Ken. I get the point. Ken couldn't wait to scream, I get the point.
What's the story behind this tat?
What do you think you're going to win at 7 o'clock, Ken? Anything off the top shelf? What do you think? Wait, where's the prize?
You don't have any guess?
Okay, let me guess. Okay, is it a naked woman and a man on a bicycle?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, that's the hottest thing I've ever seen.
You can't buy that at the $5 store.
By any chance, and this is a long shot, is she Anne Margaret?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's, well, that dates me right there.
And that's an updated reference, too. At least it didn't say Jane Mansfield.
Oh, is it Jane Mansfield?
It is not. It's not, you know, you won't put a
name to it?
You won't put a name, not an earthly name.
But she's your ideal woman. In your dreams, in your fantasies, you're on a bicycle, and there's a babe. There's Lady Godiva. There's a babe on the bike with
it's
you.
It's Phaedra.
Not exactly.
It's Phaedra.
All right, we'll let Alex.
This is Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, isn't it?
You want to know?
Yeah.
It's the Madonna de Ciclista.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
The Madonna Ciclista. That's the Jeff Koons thing?
I was biking through Italy. I had been dumped, heartbroken, biking through Italy. Uh-huh. Behind a mountain.
Yep.
And at the top of the mountain, there was a church with a statue of the Madonna de Ciclista. And it was the Madonna of the cyclist.
Wow.
And, it spoke to me. I was 29. I was heartbroken, and I said,
"So this is
an important image for me."
This is a rebound tattoo. There must be everyone has at least one rebound tattoo. Now, wait, Alex, you have 7 other tattoos. Does that mean you've been broken up? That means there were 7 other relationships.
No, that's the only heartbreak tattoo.
It's a heartbreak tattoo. And where do you have Anne Margaret on your other bicep or on the thigh?
Inside of my left thigh.
Nice.
Hey, maybe I'll pay people. Maybe I'll pay $150. If I paid a listener $150 to get me, my face tattooed on their body, do you think anyone would do it?
Only if you make them tattoo your face on their face. There's nothing better than a face tattoo on a face.
No, I don't want that. That would really creep me out.
You don't want that?
That would creep me out.
I mean, it's not like anybody's going to confuse you for them. You know, there's a big picture of Andy on their left cheek.
But what if they commit a crime and there's like some kind of digital scan being done?
Oh, good point.
And suddenly I'm on the 10 most wanted list.
Good point, man.
You don't think things through,
do you,
Ken?
Yeah, I forgot you're a crime writer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, hey, thanks, Alex.
All right, thanks, Ken. Thanks, Andy.
Nice tat.
Are we sharing these tats with our people online?
I'm just as each person calls. I'm uploading it one at a time. That's the best I can do. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Pam, you don't have a tattoo, do you?
I don't. But
I know you don't.
To ask whether I would actually be in the running to win if I contributed $10, or whether I'm like
because
out of
you're
the running.
Well, I consider you family, but let's say you're in the running.
Yes, she would be in the running.
And Pam, if you win, I'll write you a little mash note every week.
A mash note?
Yeah.
Okay, that's worth it right there. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye Pam. And we only have time to do, I think, one more. So if you've already emailed in, Gers, I just got your tattoo if you want to call in again. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
So we're raising money. Wait, we should just maybe step back a little bit. We're raising money this month. There's some sort of silent, secret, top secret, double probation.
Yeah, it's called the Hellraiser.
Fundraiser.
And we got 2 people who pledged tonight.
Only 2?
Yeah,
we talked about it for 20 minutes.
On top of the 18 who pledged.
Wait, only 2?
Yeah. So 2 more people are in the running. If you pledge $10 or more, you're in the running for Andy to send you $10 a month. So you could make...
I thought we'd have dozens.
You could make 12 times the $10 that you're donating.
That's just disheartening. That broke my heart.
Yeah, that is disheartening. Only 2 people pledging.
Also, go on Event. What's the rat race thing? Eventbrite? Event?
Well, to pledge, you go to WFMU.org.
Okay, yeah. Are you done with that now?
Yeah, and then your Eventbrite food bank hobo benefit thing.
Yeah, it's being catered by the hobos at the food bank.
The hobos are bringing in cans of Dinty Moore stew.
Yeah, and tomato soup.
And Circus Peanuts. That's Saturday, October 19th at the Village East Movie
Theater. It's an early night. It's an early night. It's doors open at 6 o'clock.
6:30. And Andy's doing a Q&A afterwards.
If I can think of some good questions.
And you get to sit next to him.
No. Yes, you don't get to sit next to him.
Anybody who goes gets to sit next to Andy for 5 minutes. That's what I thought the deal was. Rotating, sitting next to the birthday boy. Hi, you're on the air. Did you send in a tattoo?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Brandon.
Brandon, you sent in a tattoo.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're looking at it. It says Marsh Ukrev, right? Is that you have very, very hairy back, my friend.
Oh, that's not me. That's it's like a dragon with like a sword going through him.
Oh, you're looking at the wrong tattoo, Ken.
Oh, my God.
But, Brandon, I'm sure your back is beautiful.
Oh,
I'm sure it's even
clear.
I'm sure it's equally
there's Brandon.
As hairy.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. It's a dragon
oh
with a sword.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. And is that iced tea down there? Look at that.
Maybe.
Well, that's on the shirt, Ken. We're looking. You don't confuse the shirt with the tattoo.
Okay.
Ken. So it's a dragon with a sword. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, I guess, right?
Celtic again. Very Celtic. Yeah.
So, Brandon, you imagine yourself some sort of heroic figure, I guess.
Maybe a heroic Celtic figure back in, like, I don't know, the 1400s.
Yeah, I can see that. So, Brandon, how is that tattoo received when people ask you about it and they ask you to tell them the story?
I remember when I first got it, my mom looked at me and she's like, "What? Why do you have a dragon with a dagger through it? Aren't dragons supposed to be flying and like have all this meaning and stuff to it?" And I was like, "I don't know. Maybe I think the dragon just was, you know."
Let me ask you, what room after you had that conversation? What room in the house did your mom go to cry? Was it upstairs to her bedroom? Did she go to the bathroom to cry? Where did she cry that night?
I'm pretty sure she went to the bedroom and just questioned, like, all my life choices up to that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. You slayed the dragon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
I know. I was the Celtic warrior in the 1400s.
Yeah,
jeez.
Brandon, here's what I want you to do. You got to get to your mom. You got to your mom either tonight or tomorrow. Give her the biggest hug in the world.
All right, we are out of time.
I love you, Mom.
We're out of time, Brandon.
I don't always make the best life choices, Mom, but that doesn't mean I don't love you.
All right, well, have a good night, guys.
I love your mom more.
Bye, guys.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
And this is, the same thing, WFMU Mount. Yeah, same thing. Same thing as Ken just said.
You want to go to the $5 store with me?
That's right, baby.
I got $5.
Anything you want from the $5 store.
And thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter, and thanks to everybody who sent in your tats. They're beautiful. I'll try to get them all posted by next week. Stay tuned for Matt Fibash and Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Well, it's nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. Well, ham bone is sweet, talk about it. Chicken is good, so good, boy. Possum meat is very, very fine. Oh, give me, I really wish you would. Some of that watermelon hanging on the vine. Well, it's nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. Well, it ain't nobody's business if I do. Yes, it's nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do.